Oh, we got some wonderful, nice little weird news today. A special politics edition of Bubblegum. Because politicians this week have just been making some great out-of-this-world comments. First of all, let's go to Moldavia. This week, the Moldavian President Vladimir Voronin, who is also the chairman of the Moldavian Communist Party, things haven't really changed much there, it seems. He gave a speech this week to a congregation of Moldavian bishops and priests, where he told the bishops and priests, and this is a quote, "Jesus Christ was the first communist." And nowhere in the Old or New Testament will you find anything bad said about communists. That's great stuff from Moldavia. You would expect maybe more thoughtful stuff from within the European Union, but no. Let's go.
Ježíš byl prvním komunistou tedy, jo, podle něj.
Ježíš, what do you think of that, Tomáš?
Já vůbec nevím, co si o tom mám myslet.
It's, well, I mean, he did give away things. I mean, he was kind of rebel.
Já bych na něj poslal Ludacrise.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Thank you, Ludacris! Oh, dear, it's sort of, you know, you don't believe these things are going to be happening. He had a great line of, stuff on why priests, Moldavian priests should vote communist.
Cože?
Yeah! He said, apparently, he says the, where are we? I'm going through the Interfax press release here. He said that the Communist Party is the only Moldavian party that will support the church.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting, because I don't believe that communists used to, they didn't usually traditionally support the church, did they?
Není zvykem, že by komunistické strany podporovaly k církve, no. Ani tady, nevím, jak to bývá.
Yeah.
V Moldávii je všechno možný. A jenom věřící a jenom lidé z kostela, jenom lidé z církve v Moldávii budou volit komunistickou stranu, protože zkrátka Ježíš byl prvním komunistou podle jejich prezidenta.
I got another one great quote here from Interfax, where apparently one of the Moldavian priests addressed himself to the president with the words, it's a quote, "You are our father, we will do as you say, we are a boat and you are our helmsman."
Tak tady už jdem ráz po zádech trošku.
It's beautiful.
A někomu to přijde vtipný. Ještě něco. Another bubblegum.
Another bubble. We got more political news. This time from within the EU. I'm really loving this. Belgium has a new prime minister elect. Belgium's forthcoming prime minister is called Yves Leterme. And earlier this week, Yves Leterme was asked on Belgian television, does he know the Belgian national anthem? And he said, yes, I do. And he started to sing La Marseillaise, the French national anthem.
Tak to je škandál naprosto.
Cože?
This is great. Does Václav Klaus, does he know the Czech national anthem?
To by se ho možná mohl někdo zeptat. A on toho ví hodně.
Somebody should ask him to sing. I'd like to hear that. But like, it got better for Mr. Leterme, the prime minister, new prime minister of Belgium.
Belgický předseda vlády si myslí, že zkrátka Marseillaise je státní hymnou Belgie. To je krásná věc.
Yeah. And like, after they started asking him about this, he got really angry. And he told reporters, I have much more important things to do than this crap. And those who are after me will pay for it sooner or later. What's this is in Belgium? Is this, does this have, do you get this here ever, Thomas? Does like, do Czech politicians threaten to get their enemies?
Dneska zrovna jsem četl nějaký rozhovor v jistým týdeníku magazínu a tam taky jeden politik vyhrožoval a řekl něco, co já nemůžu ani říct do rozhlasu. Že posluchačům je do toho sprostý slovo.
We're gonna listen out for more of this, because this seems to be like a month where politicians across the world are, they're not even trying to pretend. They're just happily saying just completely insane things. So I'd say keep an eye on this guy, Yves Leterme. I think his term in office in Belgium is gonna put him almost on the map as much as George Bush, you know. He's on that
stay
level.
Na partička.
Oh, yes.